John Eisenhower here from Integrity Tree Service, certified arborist. We'll be out at Desert Botanical Gardens for tree. Is that a tree trimming class or a tree pruning class?
It's pruning trees and shrubs.
And what's the difference?
What, between a tree and a shrub?
Pruning and trimming.
Oh, trimming. Well, yeah, thank you. That was a nice lead-in. Thanks for that. Well, actually, there is a big distinction between trimming and pruning trees. You know, we have people are always asking us, you know, to help with their trees. They have a sense that their trees need some help, but they're not really sure how to describe it. And, you know, the articles in magazines and in tree ads in particular, if you go in the yellow pages, you know, they're people are talking about we trim trees, we prune trees, we cut trees, we top trees, we round trees. We do crowning, heading, shearing, lacing, sculpting, wind sailing. And the list goes on. There's an unlimited number of ways of describing what to do. And the homeowner doesn't know what's going on. You know, our customers have no clue. All they know is, okay, something's going to be done to my trees. Well, to clear all of up all that confusion, the ANSI standards came up with some pruning definitions, some kind of a baseline description. And the ANSI A300 is a guideline to help write specifications so that the contractor and the consumer can get on the same page. Just like a blueprint for an architect and helps the homeowner to know precisely what's going to be done and what's not going to be done, the ANSI A300 pruning standards help to clarify what's going to be done, helps to clarify what the expectations are. It's wonderful because the ANSI A300 goes through a revision every 5 years, and good tree services use the ANSI standards to write their specifications, to write their work orders, to provide a proposal so that homeowners can know precisely what's going to be done, what type of wood's going to be removed, what are the minimum and maximum branch diameters. But even before that, the ANSI standards suggest, and we highly recommend, that you determine what your objectives are first. You know, what's your overarching reasons for pruning? It might just be for a building clearance. It might be to reduce the size. It might be to elevate the lower branches. It might be a street clearance, you know. So once you've determined, and it might be multiple objectives, but once you've determined your objectives, then you select a pruning system, so to speak, that will help you to offer to the customer a specific set of activities that will be conducted. And that again involves the minimum and maximum branch diameters that are going to be cut. Will it be live wood? Will it be dead wood? Will it be just simply structural improvement to eliminate structural deficiencies in the plant? But it's really wonderful because those ANSI standards have really simplified the process of contracting for tree work. I would just suggest that that homeowners or any tree owners, when you're contracting your work, simply ask your contractor to define what you plan to have done in terms of the ANSI A300 pruning standard. And if they can talk intelligently about it, you're in good hands. There's a lot of great arborists around town, but don't settle for someone who just says, "Hey, I'm just going to do a little bit of wind sailing on your tree, or I'm going to do a little bit of sculpting on your tree." These are just pruning types, but they don't really tell you what they're going to do. And to avoid those disappointments at the end of a pruning operation where you come home and find out that your trees have been completely destroyed, this would be a good place to start with that A300 pruning standard.
If I wanted to look that up on the internet, How do you spell that? Can just anybody find that? They're public?
You could. Well, the ANSI stands for the American National Standards Institute, and ANSI produces standards for industries all across the world, and the tree industry is among them. And the A300 is the ANSI standard that pertains to tree maintenance, and we have ANSI standards for tree fertilization as well as for pruning and for cabling and bracing, and for other aspects of tree maintenance. And the A300 is a if you just look that up, you'll find that. And again, if you have a contractor that's going to do some work on your trees, ask them about the A300. If they don't know about it and don't understand it, It doesn't mean that they couldn't do some decent work on your trees, but it would indicate that they don't have a level of understanding that most certified arborists and certified tree workers do. It's really basic to a basic level of understanding in arboriculture.
May, the May tree of the month, blue-green stick.
Blue-green stick, yes.
The blue Palo Verde. The good time to prune trees, get them ready for the storm season and the monsoon coming.
Yeah, this is ideal time, these next couple of months. You know, you don't want to do really heavy pruning on sun-sensitive trees, but on those that are really, really heavy, you might be concerned whether they're going to be able to survive the monsoon winds, this is your prime time to schedule that work.
Trim date palms.
Yep, this is the time. Get them done before they get too heavy.
Fertilize your citrus.
Yeah, give us a call.
But May's a busy month.
It is a busy month, yeah.
John Eisenhower, Rosie certified. I don't certify arborists. Somebody else does that. But I certify good people, and John's good people. Integrity Tree Service, you've got something you want to get done at your house concerning your trees, get John out on the property and let him put the old educated evil eye on it and see what he can do for the health of your family of trees. We'll be back in the 9 o'clock hour, open hour. Go ahead and start lining up. Get online now, 1-888-767-4348.